This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. We got some fun clips to play. And let's start on the Cowboys sideline.
Oh,
this is always fun.
Sounds from the sideline?
Sounds from the sideline.
They do a great job with
this
that.
This was a little bit of a teaser here. So I don't know. We might have the full one out, but I did get this. Friend of the show, we'll have to ask him about this on Thursday. DeMarcus Lawrence, usually about 5 o'clock on Thursdays here in the G-Bag Nation. He is on the sidelines, and he's hyped up, obviously, because the D-line is absolutely crushing. And so he's just kind of just talking out loud, and he's talking about Micah Parsons. This is how it sounded.
I don't care. Get Michael Parsons out of the D-line room. Still in the sacks. Yeah, bro. They don't even want to throw the ball because of his ass. The rotation,
messing up the rotation, cuz you heard that?
Yeah.
That. That's weed.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, get Micah out of here. Get him out of the D-line room. They're laughing. He's like, well, he's stealing our sacks because the offense is so scared of Micah that, and you can see it on Sunday. It's like Carson Wentz, get the ball and then just get rid of it in any direction. Please, God, don't hold the ball for more than a second and a half. And Tank's like, dude, Micah, you're such a monster that you're not even giving us a chance to rack up our sacks.
Yeah, they're trying to run the ball right and left
they're
now.
They're trying to run the ball now. They're not even throwing the ball. We can't get our sacks. Derek Eagleton just texted the show. He said, full Sounds of the Sidelines will be out this evening.
Okay,
so if you hang out and watch that, that will be out on DallasCowboys.com.
Heck yeah.
I do love that Sounds of the Sideline.
They do an amazing job
over there.
Yeah, and you can get it, Dallas Cowboys Twitter account. They tweet out little teasers, so that's where I saw it, but that'll be awesome soaking that in tonight on a Tolo Tuesday here, Sounds of the Sideline. All right, last night we had Monday Night Football, Niners and Rams, and it was nice to watch the Rams struggle a little bit.
It was
a beautiful thing. Yes. Absolutely. And watching Matthew Stafford, it's kind of a bummer, though, because this is like what happened to Washington the week before they played the Cowboys, where the Eagles get, you know, a million sacks on them. They're like, crap, we got to completely change what we do offensively to get rid of the ball here with Dallas on tap. And that's what's happening here as well, where the Rams, they get absolutely murdered by the front seven of the Niners. And then, like, they get sacked seven times, and now it's Dallas week for them. And you know McSexing company is going to be like, all right, well, we can't get sacked a million times here, so let's do the Washington Commanders style of footballing where we get the ball out in a half a second. And then we're going to get a run back of DeMarcus Lawrence complaining about not being able to get sacks again. That's what's going to happen. I digress because it was wonderful to watch the Rams get railed.
19 targets for Cooper Kupp in that thing. And average below, I mean, it's like 9 yards a catch. But think about that. Think about all those targets. He had, 14 receptions there. It's really two players on that offense. It's Kupp, and then you're also dealing with that tight end, Tyler Higbee.
Yeah.
Those are the guys. You take care of that, you could choke this offense.
Is this a Rams team that you think of now? We're 4 weeks in. It's hard to say for sure. But they won it last year. They were back in there, in 2017? But in between that, they were down. And the Cowboys beat them 44-21, I think it was 2019.
Ran the ball for like a million yards that game at AT&T Stadium. It was late in the year. Yeah, they destroyed them. This is one of those teams I'm really looking forward to getting to the All-22 on that this evening, though, because just watching them play, the offensive line problems there.
Yeah.
But, man, the quarterback just looks like he is really – I will say this. I think that they miss Beckham. They miss guys that other playmakers other than Kupp. They just don't. I mean, you know, they go out and they get Allen Robinson.
They're ignoring him.
It's
completely.
It's crazy how they're just they're not even throwing the ball to him.
Not even looking at him.
But man, I tell you what, if you just say, hey, you got to find a way to contain Cooper Kupp and contain the tight end, that looks like to me a pretty good recipe right there. I think you got the guys that can kind of hold up. Kupp's going to get catches. And again, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Then
this is doable, though. This is winnable.
Oh, for sure
it is.
Yeah.
And like I say, the fact that this team had zero sacks gives me some hope, too. You know, because I'm interested because the numbers will tell you that this team is bringing pressure and they're not getting home.
Yeah.
So Cooper, you know, Cooper Rush, they'll max protect things and let him fly this ball. So
and the Cowboys have had success against Aaron Donald over the years.
They have.
They can't run the ball. They're not getting a ton of pressure. Matt Stafford's not playing well.
Yeah. Fourth quarter's been bad for Matt. Yeah.
Well, so Cooper.
Oh yeah, they've been outscored like 44-3 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, bad. Yeah, they're getting murdered in the fourth quarter. And Cooper Kupp right now on pace for 179 receptions. I believe the all-time single season reception record is like 149. Like, he's on pace to blow that out of the waters. And because he is their entire offense right now. Mm-hmm. And fantasy owners all around the country, including myself for one of my teams, is like, what is going on, Allen Robinson? I don't know if he's just terrible now or what the deal is, but it's like they completely ignore him, and Matthew Stafford doesn't even want to look in his direction.
Higbee and Kupp, those are their guys.
Yeah, well, that makes me feel really, really nice because they don't have much of an offensive line, and it's going to be a fun one.
Could the elbow be bothering Stafford more? That was the training camp storyline.
I think the pressure's bothering him more than anything. Like, he gets sacked 7 times, and I think he got pressured like a million times, I think is what the stat was. So it's just like terrible.
They're playing with like their third guard, third center. I mean, it's crazy what they've had to go through right now.
O-line's a bit of a problem. So let's see here. We have, speaking of Aaron Donald, let's start there because last night on the Manning cast, Aaron Donald, for some reason, the Niners elected not to block him. And so Peyton and Eli just had some fun discussing maybe a new way of a strategy offensively. It's just like, ignore Aaron Donald.
Watch this. I mean,
that's a new one.
Interesting. That's interesting.
It's a new way of frustrating him. You're trying to insult him by having nobody block him and see if that hurts his feelings, and maybe he won't rush as hard.
That maybe he'll think it's a screen if we don't block him at all. Well, that didn't work.
No, it did not work. Aaron Donald came just rushing right free up the middle there. And everybody was a little bit shocked, including Peyton and Eli.
Block everybody else. Yeah. You have a fast enough quarterback, it might not be a bad strategy.
Well, he didn't get the sack on the play, so maybe there is something to that a little bit.
That game was really sloppy offensively, though. Other than two big plays, kind of a snoozer.
Well, Deebo Samuel is such a joy to watch. Like, that dude is a total monster. Now, one of the best moments of the night, though, was we had ourselves a bit of a streaker. This was not a nude streaker, okay, but a streaker nonetheless. And it seemed like he was doing some type of gender reveal. You know, we continue to, like, take these gender reveals to another level.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw somebody recently, it was actually, like, last week, where you had this couple who flew all the way to this little village or whatever, this little town in Brazil, who is dealing with some type of drought. They have, like, one waterfall, and these bleephole couples decided to, like, dye the waterfall a particular color, and this place is already dealing with, like, a water shortage. And so this poor Brazilian town is, like, what the hell? You come in here and you dirty up the little water that we have all for your little Instagram, you know, gender reveal.
But it's pink now. Look how beautiful it is.
It's like, dear God, these people are nuts. So anyways, this guy's running through the field. He's got pink, like, smoke powder that is just, like, engulfing him. Again, it seemed to be some level of gender reveal, but here was Peyton Manning and Eli sort of discussing it.
We got a visitor on the field here. Can we rewind that? Eli, can you do the tablet on this streaker on the field? No?
Streaker?
Yeah, do it on the big board?
Yeah, you got to break down his
move. I don't know if he's naked right now, but I think at some point he had no clothes on. He was running a post route right across the 50, and a security guard took him out. But a nice hit, though, right? It was a nice legal hit. See, I thought we could show that. Yeah, I understand.
I think we could. You know, they don't want to talk about it.
I understand the A team couldn't show it, but the B team, like, we should be able to show that.
That's why, here we go. Oh, yeah.
There he is. Not, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're talking about. Wagner.
Bobby.
A veteran, right? Get him down. Now get out and let these guys take over. Oh, Bobby Wagner. Veteran play.
He had some smoke going on there.
Yeah, he's got a T-shirt on. I mean, he's promoting something. Yeah.
Amateur hour there. If you're a streak, you got to go full throttle and go nude, right?
I hear you.
What is this?
Facts.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's you got to be naked if you streak. These guys, you know, you got to pay the price of being nude in front of an international audience if you want to interrupt the game like that. You know, at least have
you know, some cojones about you. I love Bobby Wagner, though. He never turns down a tackle.
No, heck no.
Bobby Wagner's been waiting for that moment his entire career.
Would you, if you're security, you played football, you still stay in shape, would you cherish that moment? Like, man, I get to make an open field tackler against a streaker. Or would you be like, man, I really don't want to do this. I'm too old.
It depends on the size of the gentleman, because I think when we had the thong streaker at the Super Bowl when it was Bucks Chiefs a couple years ago, I think that guy was a bit burly. I don't know that I'd want to get in front of him. I'd be like Trayvon Diggs trying to tackle that guy. Just like,
stay wide. Yeah.
But for the guy last night, oh, yeah, I'd relish that one.
Hey, wasn't there a security guard? It looked like he tore his MCL or something like that. Did you see that hyperextension?
He fell, got up,
and hyperextended it.
Yeah, that would be my fear.
He didn't expect to run that day whatsoever.
No.
This is why I ask myself all the time, can you run for your life if you had to?
That is a great question, because I think I could run further than hold on to something. You know, if you had to hold on to a ledge, and if you let go, you die.
Ooh, okay.
I think I could hold on toast for very long.
My hands are so sweaty.
Yeah. You have better...
I have a better chance of running than I do holding on.
Than grip endurance.
Than holding on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would die if I had to hold on.
Yeah, the answer is overwhelmingly no every time I ask myself that question of, like, could I run for my life right now? And I'm like, dear God, I don't know that I'd be capable of this. And clearly, the security guard last night was ill-prepared for his job. Like, that guy showed up to work and, like, had no intention of securing anything.
But he had some Crocs on.
Yeah,
he was half-assed from the jump. And I'm a Croc guy, but come on.
I think there's bad staffing at these games. Because I feel like
you judge security guards. Like, do you ever want, and you're like, really? They're entrusting you with securing this place?
I'm just telling you, if you put your best athletes on the field.
Yeah.
So if you get a situation like that, you got guys running people down. You know, you don't have guys like me in a windbreaker trying to catch you.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to blow out my Achilles or my knee or something like that.
That's fair.
So, yeah, if you're going to put your best athletes on the bench area to run these people down. How about that gal that, remember, was it Minnesota Timberwolves game?
Yeah.
That gal tries to, she sprints from the second row onto the court. That gal tackled her.
Security was watching her like a hawk.
She had the eye on her. She had quickness and a great launch angle right there on it.
Yeah, you want the grandparent security. They're up there in the 300 or 400 section, right?
Yeah.
There's no risk of security at that point.
Yeah, they can radio somebody. Don't put guys like me down on the field. Put real athletes that can tackle these people instantly.
Yeah.
It's more embarrassing when they're running around and they're not getting tackled and the people in the windbreakers are falling all over the place.
Huge indictment on your stadium situation.
With the NFL turning talent over so often, maybe you want to put former players down there. You know?
The uniform police guys. Yeah, put them down.
I would
think
so.
Yeah.
They can really handle it.
I mean, do something here. But let's get some more speed on the field for our security guards. Because unfortunately, you know, a guy like Bobby Wagner, in the middle of his workday, has to step in and do double duty. He's doing your job for you.
Right?
Come on. Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
It is. Now, Eli and Peyton went into a little bit more description trying to decide how they would go about tackling a particular streaker.
Debo, good tackle on the half streaker, right? I mean, you know, nice form there, but let's try to tackle Debo the same way.
How would you tackle a streaker? You think you go high or you go low?
No, I mean,
depending on what he's wearing?
Like I said, that guy was a half streaker. You know, that guy had all his clothes on. You know, there, you just take him wherever, right? If he's totally naked, there's certain places you can't take him.
Right, yeah, you just kick him.
Yeah, you don't wrap up a naked guy. You go straight over the shoulder. All right, enough about the streaker.
I thought that was some of their best work.
It was, man. They were really in their bag last night, and they didn't have as many of the awkward Jimmy Johnson talk over you, dead silence talk over you moments. So I think it was a step in the right direction for the Manning cast. A step in the wrong direction for the Levi's Stadium security crew. Step in the right direction for the Manning cast. Yeah. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Do we have Najee Harris? Did Najee Harris just admit to some unfortunate things here? Let's see how this takes place. It's Steelers running back Najee Harris, played at Alabama, sits down with the Sunday conversation on Barstool, and they kind of they corner him into a shooting himself in the foot.
I heard that you and Nick Saban got in a fist fight and you beat his ass and he had to leave school for 2 weeks. Is that true?
No, no, no. I left for 2 weeks.
Because he beat your ass?
No.
How old was he when he beat your ass?
He didn't beat my ass, but if you want to, he was about 70 probably.
And what do you say to the people out there who say Najee Harris owes that two-week pay that Alabama was giving him back to the school while he was gone?
Who said I was getting paid? Who's it? Wait,
there's a rumor.
That I was getting paid?
There's a rumor.
What's the rumor?
Najee Harris was getting paid to go to Alabama.
Oh, where'd you read that at?
You told me.
Okay. So then I get paid every month. I would have got paid.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Getting too comfortable.
We can change the subject.
Same subject.
Wow. He stepped on it there a little bit. He just he fumbled, and running backs are not supposed to do that.
No.
So he's going to be like Bijan Robinson, but metaphorically carrying around the football on campus all week long as to make up for that fumble there.
So, he deserved every dollar he got.
Whatever
at
he got, he absolutely deserved it.
There's no doubt. A lot of these guys you watch on Saturday, they deserve every dollar they get.
Well, I mean, the telltale sign of Najee Harris getting the bag at Alabama was him staying for another year when he could have gone to the NFL as a running back. And at Alabama, those running backs take a beating because they turn around and hand that thing off quite a bit.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know what? I'll go ahead and stick around for one more year. This whole Alabama thing ain't too bad.
I'm going to make more money here in the NFL.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, that rookie wage scale is not working for some of these guys.
Man, with how they're doing running backs these days, there might be more lucrative pastures in college for a lot of players.
Bijan Robinson, he's got his own mustard right now, okay? This guy's setting himself up for the future.
Let's go. Bobby Belt's going to join you coming up at 5:30. We'll hit the expressway. 35 minutes of uninterrupted content and fun. Lucius Alexander has LA Live coming up as well right here in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an outstanding day. Bobby Belt's going to join you coming up here in 5 minutes as we hit the expressway every night at this time. LA Live with Lucius coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. Hey, Brian, have the Cowboys tipped their hand on Dak's availability for this coming game?
Yeah, I was hearing some whispers that that they've already sent a contract to Will Greer for him to sign to become part of the 53. So they've run out of up and downs with him. You know, you could bring the practice squad guys up and down for three. And so they're going ahead. You know, if Dak was able to play, then there's no reason to bring Will Greer up. You would have Dak as the starter and then Cooper Rush as the backup, and then you wouldn't have to have a third quarterback.
Okay.
So the fact that a contract is already gone, I think that maybe tipping us a little bit towards the I don't think Dak plays. I think it's the Philadelphia game. But, yeah, I'm just hearing some whispers about that.
Well, I cannot wait to have him back in that huddle and see where this Cowboys season goes. It's already been a fun one, and it could be very, very exciting. We do want to extend condolences to the family and friends of Tiffany Jackson out of Longview, Texas, multi-time All-American player for UT, number 5 pick in the 2007 WNBA draft. Died from breast cancer at age 37, the school announced. So that is a sad story indeed. Okay, let's talk about Tom Brady. Probably saw it coming. You know, usually by the time you hear, oh, they're having marital problems, they're doing counseling, they're taking a vacation together, that's oftentimes like a last ditch ever to try to save it. And then the next fight, it's over. It's like, okay, I'm calling my lawyer, you call your lawyer. And that's the story today, is that Brady and Giselle are, they're divorcing, Brian.
Well, you know what? They're in a situation right now, too. And it was when Tom came back, what was the first thing he said? He says, I'm going through a lot of S right now. And, you know, those are the things that you kind of, you know, you just kind of think that, well, okay, it's probably some things with home. I couldn't get anybody to tell me one way or another. But, you know, you're starting to hear these stories. You're starting to hear about lawyers potentially getting involved, you know. And the thing about it is divorce with kids and all that.
Oh, yeah, it's sad.
It's really, really sad. It's hard.
I hope his kids are old enough now where it doesn't totally destroy him sometimes happens.
Yeah, that's, you know, he's been such a part. I mean, it's funny. Every time he's, you know, win the Super Bowl and things like that, you've always seen the family. You've always seen the family on the field. They've always the pictures and things like that. But the minute I think that Tom Brady decided that he wanted to play football, play football again.
Yeah,
you know, that's when I think she had it.
Do you think it was that Antonio Brown troll picture he posted that pushed him over the edge? Did you see that? The big hug. With Giselle after
Antonio
the Super Bowl.
Brown is wild.
Yeah, he's
right
trolling
now.
Tom right in the middle of it. He's like, hey, Tom, how about this pick?
Yeah.
Sure looks like she was quite amorous of your boy.
little salt in the wound there. At first, I was buying it. I was like, wait, there was a moment where Giselle like gave a big post-Super Bowl victory hug to Antonio Brown, but it was a good old-fashioned Photoshop there. Yeah, that probably didn't sit well. No. And you mentioned the pre-divorce getaway vacation.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are doing that now. It's like a new trend that you're seeing. And I don't know how much
one final goodbye.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing it with divorces, but definitely with like breakups where there's sort of less at stake here. It's like, hey, we're gonna go on a bit of like a honeymoon, but like a breakup honeymoon kind of thing.
Wow.
And where we already know, like, hey, this is gonna be the end, but it's like one last hoorah for the closure or whatever BS
that's
where
she gets pregnant,
on.
Right? There.
Yeah. Gotcha! Right? Just one more. Yeah. That's a great point, Lucius. Be careful, fellas.
Man, I had the long time ago, right? I was dating this gal and we were going to go to Hawaii together and we broke up like 2 weeks before. So I was.
Did you have all the tickets and stuff?
I did. I had everything booked. It was actually like a kind of a station trip where it was a sponsorship and they would send us all the time. So it was my annual trip really to Hawaii with this client. And I just took a buddy with me. Man, we partied and bodyboarded and played flag football with the locals. We just had the best time, like, growing it up. And, like, 2 days before we left for the trip, she's like, well, do you think, you know, I could still go with you because, you know, it would be fun? And I was like, hell no, you can't.
Nice.
No, we're done-ski. You know, I'm going to go have a great time. And it was fun. But, yeah, I could see how, like, couples would try to rekindle something. But I'm just glad Tom's not letting her crush his dreams. You know, I really am, you know.
Do you think he keeps playing or do we going to get him in the broadcast booth next year?
See, he's wide open now.
Yeah,
exactly. What this did is it gave him clarity on how much he loves football. And he almost let her talk him into retiring. Okay? So he chose essentially, no, I'm not retiring. What are you talking about? I'm home 6 months out of the year. It's football. It's not even Major League Baseball. I'm not retiring so I could spend more free time with you. I'm a man. I work. I'm the greatest quarterback ever, and I want to add more Super Bowls to my ledger so nobody's going to get. And you want to take that away from me? Why? Why? Do you know who I am? I'm Tom Brady, the most driven quarterback to ever play the game. Anybody that tries to take away your dream, that person doesn't love you. So he got clarity that she doesn't love him. She likes the status symbol probably of being married to Tom Brady. And he got the clarity that he loves football. Yeah. And he is not, like, as family people, you have to sacrifice stuff and like concede things. You don't concede your number one passion that only takes up 6 months out of the year. A woman that really loves you wouldn't even think of asking to take away something like that. And I don't know. I look at Giselle as a lesser human as a result of this story.
Yeah. I do wonder now, watching Brady a little bit, I watch him, I'm like, how much are you enjoying this? Is there any second thoughts here? Things aren't going as swimmingly with the Bucks right now.
Yeah.
He's like got a little rotator cuff situation because he got banged up on Sunday night. I'm like, are you having as much fun? But yeah, would he really decide to just end the marriage with her for the rest of his life for one more football season? I don't think so.
No, yeah.
I think this is like, hey, if I'm doing this, like, I'm not just going to divorce you so I can get one more, you know, 17 more games and then we'll see about our playoff run. This is probably like, okay, I'm going to parlay the rest of our lives together for like at least 2, 3, 4 more years here.
He's going to Vegas or San Francisco. I don't know where he's going. He's going somewhere else, though, and this party will continue.
Well, he's got to win. He's got to make it worth it now, you know?
Exactly.
You can't lose. You got to make it worth it. So he's going to stay in there until the day he wins a damn Super Bowl, even if he's 75.
Facts. Plus, you want the kids to like you more. So you're like, hey, kids, we're going to the Super Bowl again.
Hey.
Yep. Who loves you?
I got you.
U.S. Women's National Team defender Becky Sauerbrunn said that anyone still in the NWSL who's contributed to its abusive environment needs to be removed. It's the Women's Pro Soccer League. Yeah. And there was a report yesterday called the Yates Report detailing a culture of abuse in women's professional soccer that goes all the way back into the youth rankings. And it's really made my stomach turn to see how these ladies have been treated and how the men in power in these organizations have treated them so horribly. You know, I can't believe some of this stuff that I'm reading. And it's going on.
Yeah, the commissioner, she even came out, the former commissioner came out and was even saying, I felt like I was making the best decisions with the information that I had. And, you know, the fact that you're letting you know, members of these teams down the way. I mean, if players are reporting abuses, you know, you should shut down everything in order to figure it out. Not just, oh, no, we'll get to it as we need to get, you know.
Yeah.
You can't. If people are saying there are workplace violations, my God, please take them seriously.
You can't coach again, but she would just be like letting the guy get hired somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's unbelievable, you know, certain parts of the story. Okay, Flagtober rolls on to Fat Daddies in Mansfield on Friday. We'll be out there 2 to 7. We want to see all the Tolos in that area and surrounding municipalities. The new flags are glorious, and we're bringing a bunch. You can buy one as well at 105thethefan.com/Flagtobers.
Dude, that's going to be lit on Friday because we got the bet payoffs between Walchuk and Broadus. They're going head-to-head with the Straw Dog, but they're using scotch and whiskey as opposed to beer, which is just incredible.
12-ounce drinks.
And then
hammered.
And then, of course, we're going to be wheeling and dealing with the flags. And then I think we got the live and in-person what you drinking, what you thinking situation going on.
Yes.
I mean, dear God, this is going to be an epic. I'm going to have to Uber there. I'm going to have to Uber there and home.
Oh, I love the sound of that. That's music to my ears as Bobby Belt joins you now here, brought to you by the On Time Experts. And a good afternoon, Bobby. How the heck are you?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, what's up?
Hey, how beatable are the Rams now? What are you thinking here?
Man, how beatable is everybody in the NFC? Like, period. Yeah. Like, man, this is just outside of Philly. And even Philly has at times, you know, had their struggles. Jacksonville went up on them. Detroit looked like they were, you know, pretty close to beating them in week one. But really, like, there's nobody that looks really dominant so far. And that certainly, I think, goes for the Rams as well, who, I mean, gosh, it seems like that's going to be the theme every single week that we talk about Dallas's opponent is, well, these guys can't block. And I think that makes sense as to why you've seen so many sacks from Dallas this year. It's just because they've got such a strong pass rush and these teams that they're going against. It's just it speaks, I think, to how difficult it is to find five good offensive linemen in this league. It's just a starved position across the league.
Bobby, are you becoming nervous about Micah Parsons and how he's facing blockers now?
A little bit, because I know you've talked a lot about the cut blocks and those issues there. And I know we were talking yesterday on
the
Love
chips,
of the Star.
We're
trying to figure
teams.
Out ways we could do it. Brian, is the solution here just you A-gap blitz him?
Yeah, I don't know. I've got to find a way to protect him. I can't let these tackles and ends and tight ends and just chop him on pass rushes. You know, I can't let him do that. And that's the thing that I worry about. So maybe, you know, he's so effective as a pass rusher, but maybe you have to be a little bit more selective of where you use him. You know, if you're going to use him on the edge, they can cut him. If you use him inside, now he might get caught up in some trash and stuff like that, but I don't think they can cut him on the inside like they can cut him on the outside.
Yeah, and look, he had a lot of success last year blitzing up the A-gap. He got a lot of his sacks from there. I remember he bulldozed Brandon Scherff against Washington last year from there. And so, I mean, he can win there. He can win inside. So maybe that's the solution to try and eliminate some of those issues with the chips and the cut blocks. I mean, look, I don't think you can. It'd be really hard to chip him the entire game. I mean, that takes away focus from a lot of other areas and makes you susceptible elsewhere. But Yeah, I mean, strategic chipping and cut blocks and everything else that they've been using on him, it's caused some issues. And that's why I think you've seen a reduced impact from him in the pass rush, but you've got other guys picking it up. Also, Digizua had a really nice game last week. DeMarcus Lawrence has generated a lot of pressure. Dante Fowler I don't think has gotten enough credit. And so they're getting you know, production elsewhere, and that's helping them out just because of all the attention, I think, right now that Micah Parsons is getting from these teams.
Bobby, are we going to get any just solid momentum towards, hey, we're just going to rock with this player at left guard? Or are we going to keep this kind of rotation thing going?
I think Brian and I have the same thought on the offensive line, which is like, we're just never going to be right about what they want to do with it.
No.
Because, I mean, every time that – and look, this is a consistent issue. I'll say this. I'll give this to the McCarthy regime. Back in the day when you'd hear stuff during the Jason Garrett regime, you'd hear something, and generally, if you heard something from somebody around the building, you could trust it pretty well. There's a ton of misdirection that goes on in this building, and just occasionally, you know, you find areas where, okay, well, that wasn't exactly what we were expecting. And I think offensive line has been one of those areas where it's just been tough to predict and project what they're doing. But yeah, I think eventually they're going to have to settle on something. I would prefer at this point, Jason Peters didn't have a great game last week, but I think he was still better than McGovern for the most part. And I think I'd rather have Jason Peters' power inside for the Rams this week than you know, run out there with McGovern or Farniak or one of those guys. So I think they've eventually got to settle on something. I don't think you can effectively continue to roll out there every week just rotating offensive linemen.
How far would we be away from Tyron Smith, and what would that look like? Would you leave a Hall of Famer on the sideline?
December, it would be the very earliest. But, I mean, I got to be honest, I really think I don't know if he's going to play this year. Even if he gets healthy, you know, we've Jerry talked about the I'd welcome a controversy, and now I know he's turning on that, but I'd welcome a controversy, you know, with Rush and Dak. I think the one that's more parallel to the Romo-Dak competition is what's gone on with Tyler Smith. And he didn't play great this past week, but he's been good. He's held things down at left tackle. And I don't know, do you want to disrupt that, you know, for the final couple games of the season in the name of a guy who, even if he comes back, I believe probably his last year here, which would probably also be his last year in the NFL. And so I don't know that it's worth it. And I think that's something that the Cowboys will have to weigh, that even once Tyron Smith gets healthy, I don't know that he's getting that job back.
Yeah, Bobby. I mean, I was leaving the Star today and was looking at him, and he was out there already working on the courts.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, all right, here's Britt Brown trying to bring another back, you know, that kind of a thing. So, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, if he's working to get rehab to get, you know, I think he's working to try and play again. At least this year.
At least to be healthy for it, yeah. And if there's anybody who can get him ready for it, I'd trust Britt Brown and that staff to do it.
Yeah, I would too.
But I don't know that if he gets healthy, does it matter? I don't know that they want to swap out Tyler Smith. And they'll cross that bridge when they come to it. But I think there's a lot of momentum internally for, hey, this is working out pretty well. You know, this guy's our future here. And I don't know that you want to mess with that, especially when there was a lot of doubt about the way Tyron Smith finished last season. And then before he got hurt, he looked bad at times in training camp. He was getting handled pretty well by guys like Dorrance Armstrong. I mean, I've never seen Dorrance Armstrong win a rep against Tyron Smith the entire time he's been here. And he won like back-to-back reps in training camp at one point. And so I think Tyron Smith's best days are clearly behind him. And the health factor is always going to be a question. So do you really want to mess with that if Tyler Smith's playing well and the unit as a whole is playing well? I don't know.
Are we going to be okay at long snapper?
I hope so. I mean, it was funny. I was on Media Mash today with Newey Skirks. Brian, I'm disappointed they didn't call you for the workout.
You know,
I wish you could have gotten in that group.
It was funny. I would have loved to just as a bit gone out there and worked out. I would have loved to put on and just
the Eli Manning disguise and go be like a Chad Powers out there.
58-year-old guy going out there and snapping. I think that would have been fun.
I think it would have been great.
You know what? If I was still working with the Cowboys, I would have tried to like show
well,
up.
Well, you're doing the morning thing and around the Cowboys or what's it called?
Cowboy break.
Cowboy break.
But
get on out there, Brian.
We need to get shoulder pads and a helmet on Broadus, okay? Force a jock strap, get him out there, and watch him snap a couple of pigskins, and we will, let's film it.
How would you like to, like, only, like, 10 guys covering, though? You know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't hurt the center anymore. I mean, they hurt you when you're running on the cover punts.
See?
You're going to look the, like But that. On the kicks, they don't, they're not allowed to run over you. Yeah. So I have a chance on the extra points and field goals.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, kicks, you're the last line of defense. You're going to look like that damn security guard last night, hyperextending a knee, trying to tackle the streaker.
Okay, how much money would I have to offer Leighton Vander Esch for the number 55? So I'd have to, if I'm going to do this, I got to wear the number 55.
Just wait till March, and then you can have it back.
Whoa. He's playing well, isn't he?
He's been good.
He's going to go get paid somewhere else.
You better watch out. He's going to block you, Bobby.
I know. I still think that's probably, I still think this is probably it. But it's funny, in regards to long snapper, I mentioned on Media Mash where it's like, you know, I try to educate myself on the game as best as possible. I followed football for a long time. I still don't know the nuances of long snapper well enough to know if they're good or bad.
Pays your way and through so, school.
Okay. Yeah, no, so Brian's the guy for that. But I honestly think it's one of those things where it's like, if you notice it, it's probably bad.
Well, and it's good to work.
As you don't notice it, it's good.
It's good to work with a long snapping expert like Broadus. Then
exactly.
That's what makes you guys at Live of the Star a dynamic podcast duo. What percentage do you put Dak at for the Eagles game coming back? And then what percentage would it be for the following week against Detroit if you had to carve it up?
Ooh, I think Detroit, I would guess he's back by Detroit.
Yeah.
If Eagles, I think they'd be hopeful that he'd be back. That one I think is just a little more, we're not going to have a good idea of that until early next week. But if I had to lay a bet on it, just with, I know the eagerness that Dak has and the way that they're trying to get him ready and everything else, I would, if I had to have a 51% leaning, it'd be 51% he plays. But I think it is kind of a toss up for Philadelphia. But that's a game that I think it's really important to get him back for. We've talked about, you know, these three wins that Cooper Rush has. We feel like, okay, they probably win those with Dak anyway. Probably don't win them with Will Greer, not all three of them, but you win them with Dak and Cooper Rush. I think Philly's one of those games. I could even see Cooper Rush winning this weekend against the Rams. Philly's one of those games that I don't think Cooper Rush can go into Philadelphia and beat that team right now. Mm-hmm. I just don't. And I think that Dak gives you a better chance to do that.
Are you having fun dunking on the Cooper Rush truthers?
Man, it's been about 3-4 weeks since I had my Adderall. I took one this morning and it went to work.
Whoa,
That's what happened there.
I was
that's
putting up 50s. There,
I got annoyed by the wrong tweet this morning. I was like, all right, I've got the energy coursing right now. I'm going to go ahead and work on this.
Good stuff, Bob. We will we'll catch up with you tomorrow, same time, same place.
I love you all.
There he is, Bobby Bell. Actually, tomorrow we won't because there's a Rangers game that starts at 3 o'clock.
They do.
The season finale. Okay, we do have Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Their second-to-last game, their penultimate game, with Aaron Judge still sitting on 61. So that pregame's coming up at 6:30. It's time now for L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander. Here he is, L.A.
Bobby said, today I got time.
Yeah, he did.
let's get into this Antonio Brown situation. Antonio Brown, excuse me. Antonio Brown, if you're out there listening, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Right after Rick, yo.
All right, you squares.
Time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
That's weed.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
It was a six-finger lid.
RIP to the great Roger Emmerich right there.
Yeah.
The great Roger Emmerich. Let's see what I got for you boys. Hustling and bustling. Let's just, where we at? Tomorrow we're off, right?
We are.
Going to the fair tomorrow, by the way. Let me let you boys know, going to the fair.
Ooh.
Yeah. Going to enjoy that.
Did you empty the bank account to go?
So I'm still looking for all my tickets that I have for like the past 2 years.
Can you carry those over?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes. They're in
okay.
a green backpack somewhere in my house. I've been tearing up the house looking for these joints.
Lucius is like Stephen Jones with the salary cap. He's always looking ahead to next year.
Yeah.
Keep a couple
carry
in the back
over.
Pocket. Yeah,
yeah
carry yeah. over.
And at the end of the day, I would definitely do that. This is LA Live for October 4th, 2022. Question for the – what's up, bro?
Question, what are you looking forward to the most about the fair tomorrow?
Turkey leg.
Oh,
day drinking.
They still have those big yellow cups.
Yeah. I want the big giant cups so nobody bumps into you.
Yeah,
spill it all over your hand.
You spill it all over the cell. Yeah, those big yellow cups are the best. Yeah,
turkey legs for sure, though. And there's all like type of cool new foods out there that I definitely want to try. So I'm gonna try them all, man.
There you go.
I'm gonna try to at least. Yeah, of course.
Better than you than me, for sure.
Well, you think you can? You might be better than me, bro.
No.
You got a trucker stomach. a question for the Tolos. What's the most overused, repetitive, and annoying take in all of sports media?
Ooh.
LeBron what is MJ. It? Either side of that.
Hold on, bro. Let me scratch that one off because that was number one.
What was it?
LeBron and MJ fights.
Definitely number one, bro.
That played out about 2015.
Okay. You got one, Eric. You know one?
Who the real America's team is?
Oh, that okay.
They always like to push back. It's not the Cowboys anymore. It's not the Cowboys.
Yeah. You haven't won in 25 years. Can't be you guys.
Can't be you. Yeah. It's like, okay.
How about it, Broadus? You got one for
no,
me?
No, I was just sitting there thinking.
All gravy?
Yeah, all gravy.
If it
man.
Comes to your mind, just no, jump
I was
in
just,
and
I was, there's so many in this jumbled brain of mine, so I'll think of one here in a second.
Welcome to my world, dog.
Yeah.
Race car driving is not an athletic event.
That's BS.
That's what somebody says.
That's BS.
No, that's fast.
It's just a different kind of skill. Doesn't skill? Require quite as much.
Well, but the thing about it is when you start to talk about reflexes, hand-eye coordination, you talk about dealing with
endurance,
conditioning and stuff like that. If you sit in a car that's 140 degrees and stuff, I think with a fire suit on, I think that shows some toughness.
Just ask Tony Stewart.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, Tony's, it's funny. Tony's opposite of what you think a driver would be with his, how he looks, how he's built because of his size.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Tony.
Every sport needs a great fat athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony Stewart is.
He's a fat athlete.
No, I do have a good amount of respect for those drivers, man. That's tough.
Tough job.
And the G-forces and stuff and the precise skill and all that. It's not the same as some other sports as far as the explosive coordination and power.
Right.
But it is a sport. Let me go with, I knew some baseball homers back in the day as the steroid thing was really jumping off. And they would say, steroids don't help you hit home runs. You still got to make contact.
And I'll be like, you make contact, though, that joint's flying a little bit further than you did 6 months ago.
Yeah. Are you a real sports person? Yeah. Did you really just say that?
Get out of here, bro.
People were so triggered by that.
Running quarterbacks don't work in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. You got to run these days.
You got to run these days.
Bounty gate shouldn't matter because every team does it.
Ooh.
Yeah, but they're smart enough to not get caught red-handed.
Yeah, you manipulate footballs, but you don't manipulate the air pressure. But I've seen equipment guys manipulate footballs to get them ready for games. But I haven't never seen my guys mess with the air pressure stuff. But I've seen them, keep them from being slick. You know, and all those things.
Yeah,
you know,
they sandpaper the balls or whatever.
Sandpaper them, muddy them up, do all these things. So yeah. But the air pressure part I never saw.
Designated hitter shouldn't be abolished.
Designated hitter should be abolished.
Should be abolished.
See, that's baseball purists coming in trying to ruin the fun.
I kind of like the pitchers trying to hit.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, comedically it is pretty awesome. But how about that? Is that not the best job in sports, being the DH?
Oh, it's great.
Show up, swing a couple of bats, go hang out. That's not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah.
Alabama could beat any NFL team.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's a horrible take. Was that you a couple really years ago, Krusty?
Yeah, it was me and Amari Cooper last year. Ran his ass out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I told you. He couldn't take this smoke.
He couldn't.
Well done, sir.
What's going on here?
You and Jerry.
What is going on here?
The Patriots didn't deserve to win Super Bowl XXXVI. I don't know which one that is.
Oh, God.
Was that 26?
It's three X's, right?
It's definitely 26. More than 26.
Three X's, a V is a 5, and a 1 is an I.
Oh, that's the Spygate Super Bowl, huh?
Is that what that is?
I think it might be the Spygate Super Bowl.
That's good for you guys.
Greatest show on turf.
It was a while ago.
Lucius and I would have had trouble in Rome walking around.
100%.
Where are we at today? Yeah, what's the address?
Yeah. And the last one right here. Player X is a bum because he's overpaid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
What about the a texter has the super teams, NBA super teams? Like everybody lamenting, super teams, I hate the super teams. Hear that a lot.
Yeah, you do hear that
a lot. Yeah, only GMs can make super teams. If the players do it, then it's bad for sport.
Oh, this wasn't the last one. Who are the NFL elite quarterbacks? Yeah, that's two. They say that a lot. Okay. G back in the day, we didn't do it today. So our winner is still Tony Romo's reaction to Aaron Rodgers dropping an F-bomb in his O-line. In a bit of frustration, there's a clutch of pearls moment by Tony.
Hurry up here. Patriots are not ready.
Snap the ball. Did you hear that? He said, you've got to snap the ball a little quicker, guys. So
that's what I thought I heard.
He said, hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That was so Pete. That's, you know, if Tony can find that and stay in that lane, providing a little bit of levity, a little bit of comedic relief, then he will become the greatest analyst in football history. He's already in the running. You bring that once a game, it's over.
Yeah, it's more impressive than any play prediction he's gotten correct.
Yeah.
Like, just on the right there in real time, boom, this just happened, and now I'm going to make a funny out of it. It was great.
I'd like to give the sound mixer a lot of credit there because he knew exactly what was about to happen. You heard that thing go way down. They was able to adjust that sound real quick on that one. I like that one.
Hurry up here. Patriots are not ready.
Oh, he said it.
Oh, yeah, you hear it.
Yeah. Okay, I thought he adjusted it. I thought it was an adjust.
Now, that was Lucius on the back end.
Yeah, okay. I got Lucius then.
Broadus thinks they're believing things in real time.
I thought that guy got it.
Technology has gotten to a place now where we can just do anything we want.
I didn't hear the beep.
You didn't hear it?
No. I didn't hear the beep. Lucius usually has the beep.
Yeah.
Where is that beep coming from?
Where'd the beep go?
Is that what it's called? The beep?
It's amazing what they can do these days.
Okay. Antonio Brown, bro. Antonio Brown was trolling Tom
Where's
Brady.
The beep?
We just talked Sorry. About that. No, it's all great.
What's it called? Is it really called the beep?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's the Where beep, boys. Where's it coming from? Keep hearing it. Yeah, he posted a photo of him hugging Giselle.
Yeah.
And the caption was, put that S on. Yeah, put that S on. That's like a reference to his viral rap song.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, it's viral, but I haven't heard it. So I don't know how viral it really is. And he was also in a pool in Dubai.
Yes.
With his tool in his hand.
He was.
What's going on with...
Yeah, he's, I don't know. He's,
Antonio Brown. By the way, what is his name? His nickname is AB. What does AB stand for? Jokes only on the Fantex.
Always boner, looked like.
Man, but it looked like there was another couple like on vacation on the other side of the pool. And he's like thrusting out of the little shallow area. And I'm like, wow, dude.
He's wild.
This better be a private pool or you'd probably be... No, like getting the attention of hotel security.
He's putting on like a live skin flute performance.
It was like he was hippie flipping for the first time.
That's got to be the CTE coming in. Way strong.
Molly's way strong. and shrooms together at the same time at the pool. And
Molly,
just
shrooms,
them.
And CTE. Yeah, that's a dangerous combo.
AB stands for always bugging.
Yep.
Absolutely bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
A butthole.
Yep.
Ass blister. A lot of bills. Almost broke. And another beating. Here's Shannon Sharp giving AB that beating.
AB is a clown, and he's been a clown for the longest. He's done in the NFL. Nobody's going to waste their time. No. And last night took the cake from me. I'm done. Everybody should be done. After he posted Tom Brady's wife and said what he said, that man took your ass in. That man revived your career. Nobody was going to give you a chance. And you take a shot at this man's wife. You do that, AB? I fought you at home. Because every last one, because every time someone try to correct AB, all y'all do is like, hey, let that man live. Let that man do this. Let that man do that. And that man is harming himself. And instead of somebody saying, you know what, Shannon, you're right. I wish somebody would get with AB and tell AB to slow it down. I don't want you to tell me what I need to hear. Tell me what I need to know.
Broadus still wants him on his team.
Yeah, I still take a Broadus. I'll take him.
Guy could put us over the top.
Right, just keep it in your keep it in your pants. All right, here's it. Yeah. AB. Here, we're gonna sign
I'll go
contract.
Pick him up every you day. Just, live with me. I don't care.
Just keep it just in your pants.
Hey, AB, I got to do the pregame show.
Check it out. February 15th. Okay, just keep that thing in your pants.
Now that we have the self-manipulation in public, is he not the modern-day Charles Haley?
Oh, wow. Disrespect to Charles Haley.
It's the missing...
You're not lying.
It's the missing link.
You're not lying.
Yeah. Everybody knows that story.
I'm going to have to go read up on some of those Charles Haley stories there.
Yo, hey.
I thought AB was one of one.
Well, no, Charles Haley would do something like that in Cowboys film. That's how the legend goes.
He did it to reporters.
Like,
the reporters, and he would, like, he would...
Junk dunk on him?
Yeah, right. Like you did to me the other day with the ball thing, the Cincinnati bow tie.
What did you do?
It was an incidental teabagging situation.
You Peyton Manning this man?
Yeah. It was very
unoriginal. Had it on the cam.
Less taint, more sack there, but yeah.
He would just get fully naked and walk around in the presence. But there's also a film story where like one of the coaches is up there doing a lecture, and they ask Charles a question, and he's just... he's having at it.
He's having it
in front of the whole team.
Okay. One more thing here before we get out of here. We have no theories to why AB acts this way, but I've heard a lot of theories. And there's one theory that's real relevant out here, and that was to my man Bill Burr yesterday. And he has that same theory. And I'm going to give it to you and tell me if he makes any sense, okay? Okay.
Okay. You know, somebody said to me, you know, this Antonio Brown's got to stop. This guy, you know, because I don't know, I guess he exposed himself or accused of it or something. And I was saying, listen, man, I go, the guy, he probably has CTE. And that Bengals hit, that guy should have been put in jail for that. I mean, I don't know how he didn't take his f***ing head off. They basically threw one high and out of the way over the middle, like the ultimate nightmare for a receiver. And this guy in the Bengals came by with an old school, like Oakland Raider from the 1970s, the Soul Patrol, Scott Stevens, shoulder to the f***ing head. And I sent it to the person. I said, this is hard to watch, but like, I don't think this guy's been the same since this hit. And I got to give Verzi credit. He was the guy, the first guy who when Antonio Brown started acting a little erratic, was saying that. And what I hate about it is how many people just like look at that behavior and they just take it at like face value, and they get some sort of perverse joy out of watching somebody, an elite athlete or something like that, like messing up their life. And then the same people, when they actually do the make-for-TV movie after whatever tragic ending this seems like it's going to have, will then act like, you know, they weren't, like, staring at it.
Yeah, the great Bill Burr there. You know, it's a crazy mixed-up world, isn't it?
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Awkward boner. Automatically beautiful. That's not funny.
Yeah.
Almost broke, Antonio Brown. Okay. Yeah. Always blitzed.
Yeah, I like
I'll see
one.
You.
Yeah.
Buster. Okay. All right. I like those. Ass backwards. That's funny. Appreciate it. That's my time, man. Hate to run late on you.
There he is. LA Live every night about 5:45, 5:45-ish here in the G-Bag Nation. Sans is coming up at 6:20. He'll have the Rangers pregame as they play the second to last game. Annual NBA GM survey. If they were starting a franchise today, is there a player that they would take over Luka? The answer might surprise you. It and others coming up next here in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.